Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Over the past few weeks, we've explored the pyramid of care and how, often without even realizing it, you already meet those needs for your child every single day. You give safety, belonging, love, and growth. Not through grand gestures, but through small, ordinary moments of care. You help build the foundation for your child's well-being while quietly holding everyone together. We also looked at the work of neuroscientist Dr. Jaak Panksepp, who discovered that connection isn't a luxury, it's a biological need. He found that even a few minutes of shared presence, a smile, a touch, a moment of warmth, can calm the brain, regulate the body, and strengthen emotional well-being. Some describe it as 9 minutes of connection, 3 moments a day, morning, afternoon, and evening, that remind us we belong and that we matter. Today, I'll guide you through a practice to help you gently reflect on where those moments already exist and how you might invite a few more in. This practice is about noticing connection. The moments of presence that already thread through your day. It's a chance to pause and look at the full picture of care you give and receive. When we notice connection, we strengthen it. And when we strengthen it, our nervous system and our sense of calm begin to rebalance. You don't need any special tools or extra time. You only need curiosity and a willingness to notice the small moments that bring a feeling of warmth, safety, or belonging. So why is this meaningful or worthwhile, especially for parents who already feel stretched thin? Because connection restores us. It's one of the most natural forms of regulation we have. This is especially important for parents of children with additional needs, who are often constantly alert, anticipating, responding, advocating, holding. That constant vigilance can keep our stress response switched on. But moments of connection, even brief ones, act like gentle resets throughout the day. They give the body small signals of safety, which help restore balance and energy. In simple terms, connection doesn't just help your child feel secure. It helps you feel grounded too. This practice is meaningful because it reminds you that you don't have to do more to feel better. You simply have to notice what's already there. You might like to take a notebook or simply reflect quietly as I guide you through a few prompts. These are also available as a free PDF download on our website. We'll move through the different layers of care, adapted from Maslow's hierarchy from episode 41, The Pyramid of Care, to explore where connection already lives in your day. Layer 1, grounding the body. What helps your body feel cared for during the day? Maybe it's that first sip of tea in the morning, a warm shower, or stepping outside for fresh air. These moments of tuning in, feeling warmth, noticing breath, are the foundations of connection with yourself. You might ask, what helps my body feel safe to slow down? Layer 2, feeling steady. What helps you feel safe and settled? It might be a familiar routine, a calm tone of voice, or the predictability of shared rituals. Maybe it's a nightly check-in or a phrase that helps everyone breathe a little easier. You might ask, what helps me feel steady when things are uncertain? Layer 3, the heart of connection. What are the small ways you express love? And how do you receive it? It could be a shared laugh, a gentle touch, a kind word, or simply sitting together. Connection doesn't always need words. Sometimes it's in the quiet moments, folding laundry side by side, or sitting in silence, that belonging is most deeply felt. You might ask, what helps me feel close to the people I love? Layer 4, honoring your effort. How do you show yourself kindness or encouragement? You might acknowledge that you handled something difficult, or remind yourself that good enough really is enough. You might ask, what am I doing well that I haven't given myself credit for? Layer 5, growth and meaning. What small moments remind you that you're growing, learning, or becoming more yourself? Perhaps it's a new perspective, a deeper patience, or simply knowing your limits and honoring them. You might ask, what am I discovering about myself through this season of parenting? You don't need to answer all of these today. Choose one or two that resonate most and let them sit with you as gentle points of awareness. Connection isn't about doing more. It's about pausing long enough to feel the moments that are already happening. When you begin to notice them, you start to feel more anchored, not because everything is easier, but because you're more attuned to what sustains you. If you'd like to stay connected or receive podcast updates, you can visit diversewellbeing.ie and join our mailing list. All our free resources are available to download there too. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.